From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate Ethics Committee has cleared Senator Roland Burris of any legal wrongdoing. The panel was investigating the Democrats' appointment as a U.S. senator from Illinois and allegations that he made misleading statements. But in a letter, the committee said it found no actionable violations of the law. Burris was appointed to the Senate by then-Governor Rob Blagojevich, who was later ousted over accusations that he tried to sell the seat vacated when Barack Obama became president. The South Carolina legislature reportedly will formally consider impeaching Governor Mark Sanford. The State House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Harrison tells the Associated Press that he will assemble a panel next Tuesday to discuss whether Sanford should be removed from office. Governor Sanford is accused of neglecting his duties when he left his home state earlier this year without telling anyone on his staff. Sanford later conceded he went to Argentina to be with his mistress. At least 16 people have been killed by a suicide bomber in western Afghanistan in an area bordering Iran. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the capital, Kabul.
The bomber arrived by motorcycle and detonated in a crowded square, killing and injuring dozens of people. It happened in Farah, a city in western Afghanistan. The provincial police chief reportedly says the target of the attack was a senior police official. That official was killed along with his bodyguards. The provincial governor, though, has said the blast was only a few yards from his office. No groups claimed responsibility. Suspicion points at the Taliban, although a militant spokesman speaking to the Reuters news agency has denied this. The attack came one day after President Hamid Karzai was sworn into office for a second term. In his inauguration speech, Karzai invited militants not connected with al-Qaeda to reconcile with his government. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.
U.S. airlines are continuing to struggle as fewer people fly. According to the Air Transport Association, 3% fewer passengers traveled in October compared to the same time last year. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Passenger revenue fell 15% in October from the year before, and it's not like the year before was particularly good for airlines. They lost money in 2008. Elizabeth Merida, a spokesperson for the Air Transport Association, says it's part of a troubling trend for airlines.
We certainly don't need any extraordinary assistance today, and that based on just about every scenario you've seen, we don't expect it to.
Merida says the economy and rising unemployment are behind a drop in passenger demand. To respond, airlines are eliminating flights and cutting prices to entice passengers. But those strategies also hurt revenues. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 50 points at 10,284. NASDAQ down 17 at 2139. This is NPR. Oprah Winfrey is ending her show. She announced during taping today that the more than 20-year-old program will bid farewell in 2011. The talk show mogul has indicated for years her desire to call it a day, but it never happened. This time, she told her audience that after much prayer and careful thought, as of 2011, the Oprah Winfrey show was over. However, the self-made billionaire will likely remain busy running other parts of her multimedia empire. Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has ruled out France and Ireland replaying a 2010 World Cup qualifying match. Officials in Ireland asked for a rematch over a referee's missed call. Eleanor Beardsley has this from Paris.
French soccer star Thierry Henry clearly touched the ball, setting up the goal that propelled France past Ireland Wednesday night. Replays of the controversial goal are being shown nonstop on French television, and Henry himself admitted he touched the ball. Media outrage in Ireland fueled calls for a replay of the game. Angry Irish sports commentators blasted Henry as le cheat, and even many French commentators said the goal should not have been allowed. The incident is reverberating beyond the sports pages. Not only did Ireland's justice minister intervene to ask soccer officials to allow a rematch, but French President Nicolas Sarkozy apologized to Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowan for the controversial win. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A tour bus belonging to the Hannah Montana star Miley Cyrus overturned this morning in central Virginia. One person was killed. Another person was injured. Virginia State Police say Cyrus was not on board. This is NPR News.